Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 28th of January, Coming to the Throne of Grace. Those who apply themselves to the intercession and travail of prayer that belongs to cultural reformation in their houses are coming every day by the Spirit to the throne of grace. This is the judgment seat of Christ. Here they obtain mercy and grace to remain connected to Christ as they are led by the Spirit in the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings. Coming to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and grace for fellowship in the travail of prayer does not happen by default. It is an action of faith taken by those who are walking according to the Spirit. This faithful obedience is characteristic of a wise virgin. In this fellowship, priested to us from the throne by Christ, our great High Priest, we are being delivered from the delusion that is associated with eating our own food, that is, our own gospels and interpretations of the Word, and wearing our own apparel, that is, our self-defined expression. Those who are not availing themselves of this deliverance remain deluded as they identify themselves as belonging to Christ, being called by His name, and presume that their approach is taken away through His vicarious offering on the cross. They cannot be discipled. This is manifest by their unwillingness to embrace their fellowship in the offering and sufferings of Christ, particularly in relation to the sanctification and culture of their families. Without deliverance from the presumption to eat their own food and to wear their own apparel, a person will be surprised when the father takes his seat and they are unable to enter the wedding feast. As Jesus said, "Afterward the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered and said, 'Assuredly I say to you, I do not know you.'" The references used in today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, Isaiah chapter 4 verse 1, Matthew chapter 25 verses 11 and 12, and Matthew chapter 7 verses 22 and 23. For further study, Hebrews chapter 4.